monitoring. ULP, Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Lima Papa, and monitor.
4, HKX. Good afternoon, Alexander.
Patrick, how are you today?
Really well. How are you?
Well, myself.
Can you give me a signal report?
It's coming in perfectly fine. There's a little bit of kind of scratchy white noise to it, but, I mean, it's at a minimal. I mean, it's, I wouldn't even really call it anything to be concerned about.
Thank you.
Trying out a new radio or something?
A small amplifier in line. I'm just making sure everything was working right.
A jack or a mobile unit or what?
This unit.
Amount of wattage does your base unit normally run at?
I'm running around 10 watts when I hit the repeater. Right now I've got it set at 5, and with the amp it's putting out 45, 46.
What could really increase your power that much?
Full of a lot more than that, but I got it turned all the way down so I could test with it first before I turn it up.
It definitely doesn't need to be turned up anymore on this repeater, though.
I figure it did. Just looking for a signal report so I could try it out later on a different repeater I've been struggling to get to.
Maybe you'll be actually be able to hit them. So how much more power does the amp give you?
Here goes up to 160 watts.
Plus, and is that plus the radio's power?
As you turn the radio power up, it increases the output wattage of the amplifier. Trying to hit, I could hear it, but I couldn't get back to it.
Which repeater is that?
Tron repeater 145.330.
I have one Tron repeater programmed in here. I believe I can hit it. I'm not sure if it's the one that you're trying to hit or not.
It'll help, but I figured I'd give it a try. That, and I'm wanting to play with single, 2 meter single sideband, so it'll help with that also.
What exactly is 2 meter single sideband?
HF for 2 meter, you strip away the carrier and half the signal, so you narrow down your bandwidth and it goes further.
Into that, that sounds interesting. So, how far could you talk doing that?
The shore, another ham I've been talking to, he's made contacts up to a couple hundred miles away, Simplex.
Help me, look into that. It sounds fun to, I didn't know you could go that far just on 2 meters.
The right antenna for it, and that's the next step. You have to have a horizontally polarized antenna, not a vertical.
Because you need a special radio, or will like any radio do?
Radio has to be capable of 2 meter single sideband. I don't know which one you're using, so I don't know if it is. But I'm on the 991A, and it is capable of it.
An A-tone, AT-778UV, it's a little 25-watt mobile rig, so, it being a mobile radio, I doubt it does single sideband.
I think it does. Most mobiles don't that I know of. Or I don't know of any that do it. Somebody else may know of someone.
Maybe they'll have to get a different radio, but anyway. I guess that's a good Christmas present, maybe.
Maybe somebody will get you one. But I wouldn't press with it too much right away. So just learn with what you got and play with it first, and then maybe you can venture out.
Okay, I did not mean to be mistaken there when I said good Christmas present. Now I thought about it, it almost sounds like I was asking you for that. I meant by family. I'm sorry if that came across wrong or anything.
I did not take it that way. I knew what you meant. Don't worry. I just didn't want to mislead you and think I'm trying to encourage your parents to get you something like that. So, you're good.
Radios are pretty pricey anyway, so that probably won't happen anyway. So, I'm pretty content with working HF and a little bit of HF, and really like this, you know, 2 meter repeater. Good bit too.
Yeah, roger that. There's a lot of fun on the 2 meter repeaters and the 2 meter simplex and HF. I was on 10 meter earlier today. It opened up for a little while. Made a couple of contacts on FT8 on it.
Are you doing a phone or, you know, like, are you doing, like, the computer, like, texting FT8 stuff? I kind of scratched out there, so I didn't quite catch it.
The FT8 is what I was doing.
So we've gotten into, my radio's too old to be able to do that, so I'd have to buy an adapter for me, you know, to be able to do FT8, but I have seen it done, and, yeah, it looks kind of interesting, you know. It doesn't seem quite as fun as, you know, having the mic, but I don't know. I've never tried it.
Just starting to dabble with it, so I don't know a whole lot about it. I still have a lot of questions on how it works and all that and the process of it, but I have made a few contacts on it, and I like being able to check on the website to see where I'm being heard.
So that's interesting to see how far you're going.
Part that I like the best about it is I can see where I'm going.
I had that for FT8. I kind of wish that I had that for phone on HF.
I'm with you, but I don't know. I don't know of anything that does that. But the digital modes that's out there, Whisper, FT8, FT4, PSK, you can check to see where you're being heard.
Those digital bands, well, I didn't realize they had so many.
There's quite a few of them. I don't even know all of them, but I know there's quite a few.
So, I don't know how many of them are actually on 10 meters, or is FT8 the only, like, popular 10-meter one?
KO4, HKX. Is my signal getting a little scratchy, or anything changed on it since we've been talking?
Hey, for station ID. Yeah, your signal has remained, you know, fairly strong. Just that one time that scratched up there a little bit. But other than that, it's doing perfectly fine.
Not good. Thank you for that signal report. Like I said, just trying this thing out for the first time, so I didn't know what to expect. That's why I got it turned all the way down.
It up. I'm just curious if you want to try that, see if your signal would get more clear, or, you know, I guess you put too much power into the repeater, or what?
I really don't know. I think it may clear up a little bit if I've got some scratch to it, but probably not. It's generally the antenna that's causing it, if it is, because I could hit the repeater with 10 watts before, and right now, like I said, I'm doing 45 to 46 watts, so. But the radio is only putting out 5 watts. That's as far down as it'll go.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't help you, already putting out 40 watts. And, yeah, because, yeah, I didn't know antennas could cause scratch. I've been curious, I've always kind of wondered how my signal is out there. Is it have a little bit of scratch to it, or is it, like, crystal clear? I don't know.
Alexander, you're sounding really good into the repeater. I wouldn't change a thing about yours. Every time you come on, you always sound really well.
It's because I've never really gotten a bad signal report. That only happened, I think, last time I was on the Mount Mitchell repeater, I got a bad signal report. But other than that, yeah, it only takes 5 watts for me to hit this repeater. And that's the lowest this radio will go. And, you know, of course, I wouldn't expect very much watts to be able to hit this repeater, because, you know, I can hit it with the handheld with a rubber ducky antenna on it, and then I, you know, have my 6-foot J-pole antenna that I'm working off right now that's like 30 feet up in the air, so I have a good coverage range.
You do. I've got quite a few mountains in my way, though. There's a lot of dirt between me and the repeater, even though I'm only 8 miles away from it.
Mount Mitchell or Caesars?
Dead repeater.
8 miles away from it. I am 21 miles away, I think.
I actually live really close to the North Carolina-South Carolina state line. I'm in North Carolina, but I'm down in the valley, so I have a lot of dirt between me and this repeater.
I am, you know, kind of on a hill here, so that gives me more of the kind of the advantage. And I know I can't hit the repeater in Asheville, and there's a few other repeaters that I cannot hit that I've programmed into this radio. And there are some, I believe they are local, but I think they were, K2R Sale, who programmed my radio, he programmed off of his, and I don't think something happened, and I just can't hit those two because I have to, I wanted to change it, but we only have an Apple computer, and that won't connect to the Anytone, so probably have to get the CD software format stuff.
Probably pick you up a small, cheap, used Windows computer to do that with.
Yeah, Anytone sells like a software CD that you can put into a computer and it'll work off that way, but I don't know how expensive those are. I never looked into getting one.
Much about the Apple stuff, I'm not a huge fan of it.
Likes Apple, but yeah, pretty much all our computers are Apple, but yeah, I'm gonna have to sign off here, Patrick. I really enjoyed chatting with you, and 7-3, this is KO4ULP, and I'll be clear after your final.
Greetings, Alexander. It was good to talk to you this afternoon. Hope you have a good evening. KO4HX, and I'll be clear.
4OVQ, N4TOM. Heard on N4, OVQ, N4, TOM.